Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Tonight we'll listen to 18th and 20th century string quartets. We'll begin with the third string quartet in G minor of the Italian composer, violinist, and singer Maddalena Laura Lombardini Seerman. She was born in Venice in 1745 and died there in 1818. When she was seven, she was musically advanced enough to be selected as apprentice to the music school of the Ospedale. She was one of four chosen from 30 candidates to study one or two orchestral instruments, singing, and solfeggio. In the 17th and 18th century, music conservatories flourished in Venice within the four state-supported ospedali, or orphanages, intended to teach destitute Venetian girls a trade, and over time their music schools achieved such excellence as to attract paying pupils from all over Europe. Vivaldi and Pergolesi were maestri da cappella at the conservatories, and their work in composition surely benefited from having the school's choirs and orchestras at their disposal. With orchestras made up of women musicians from the four Venetian conservatories, gala concerts were given for state occasions in honor of distinguished visitors. By the age of 14, Maddalena had promoted to the rank of violin teacher at the Ospedale Mendicanti. The governors of the Mendicanti sponsored her journeys to Padua for study with Giuseppe Tartini and others. Tartini, one of the greatest virtuosos of the time, later wrote her a now famous instruction book on violin technique. At 17, after two unsuccessful attempts to leave the Mendicanti, Lombardini was allowed to marry. She and her husband, the violinist Lodovico Seerman, embarked on a two-year tour. When they played in Turin, the maestro di cappella of the cathedral reported, "Maddalena Lombardini won the hearts of all of Turin's music lovers with her playing. Last Saturday, I wrote to old Tartini in Padua about it. It will please him, I know, to hear how obvious it was to everyone here that this artist is one of his protégés." When the couple appeared in Paris, the Mercure de France reported that her violin was the lyre of Orpheus in the hands of grace. In 1769, the couple had a daughter, Alessandra. When a second tour took them to London, Maddalena performed her own concertos in various London concert series 22 times during the first 5 months of 1771 alone, and later played concertos between the acts at the King's Theatre at Covent Garden, and for concerts in series produced by J.C. Bach. She gave more than 200 performances in London up to 1773, including the singing of operatic roles at the King's Theatre. By the following year, her husband went back to Ravenna with their child, while Maddalena remained in London. Switching careers from violinist to singer, which gave her the guarantee of a permanent income, she appeared at the Opera in Paris and in Parma, in Naples and in Dresden. In 1783, she was appointed first woman singer at the Imperial Theatre in St. Petersburg with a large annual salary. Lombardini Seerman was highly regarded as a composer by her contemporaries. Leopold Mozart praised her concerto, No. 1 for violin, in a letter to his wife and son Wolfgang. Sources for 35 instrumental compositions of hers have been located. This number exceeds the combined output of all other composers in the cori of the Ospedale. Some of her works were issued in as many as 7 editions and were available all over Europe and in Russia. Lombardini Seerman's string quartets were published in Paris in 1769, the year her daughter was born. Joseph Haydn's string quartets Opus 9 were also published there in the same year. The string quartet was still a new genre at the time. It had not yet settled into the four-movement form, using the kind of motivic development that later became the norm. Seerman's quartets are Baroque in style, using episodes of themes alternating with transitional parts, but they are forward-looking in their colorful alternation between major and minor and in their intimate chamber music tone. Now let's hear Maddalena Lombardini Seerman's String Quartet No. 3 in G minor, performed by the Erato Quartet.